So Corbett, your song is also called...
Also called Tennessee. Yeah, so, I guess there's something about it.
Nothing, not even planned. So when did you write this?
About a year and a half ago, actually right before I started school. I just kind of sat down and it's kind of the love and hate relationship with... I moved to Tennessee when I was 17 years old to pursue a career in music, and kind of got caught up in the business side of things and fell out of love with it. And the song is kind of about the struggles, the battles with living here, and what you experience with that.
It's amazing because you're one of those few people that are not pursuing fame.
No.
At all.
Yeah,
but yet you have that it factor, and everybody who's told you that for years, you have that it factor, and you have that magical voice. But the greater thing that you have as an artist is authenticity as a person.
Tennessee comes calling, I can feel it in my bones. And your sweet, sweet melody got me feeling all alone. Got the best of me. Tennessee, Tennessee, I just want to be a man.
Let's go to the second verse.
When I'm with you, babe, I just wanna let it go. Cause when you finally leave me, oh, that's when you lead me home. Just wanna lift your glass of pie. It really quenches my thirst when I drink from your loving cup. Oh, you really know how to turn that water into wine, baby. But I can't hold you now. Oh, you pour me out. You can't be mine, 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 mine. Can you, baby? Tennessee, Lord knows you got the best of me.
Well done. Your voice is so compelling right from the beginning. And the song seems to beg us to just go ahead and hit it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't know it was going to be up in this octave. Mm. So I'm suddenly So we're going to do something a little different with it. Mm. First verse, an octave down.
Okay.
And let it boil in you, because you're... Again, this is another song where, I've got some tension in this. And you know what? Most great songs are like great movies and great books. No tension. I would tell everybody, somebody brought a song to me a little while ago, and it was like, the sun is shining, the sky is blue, and da-da-da-da-da, and everything like that. I said, where's the tension? Just, my life's perfect. And I said, oh, storm's coming. And it did. It came. I told the storm was coming. He says, why would you make such an awful prediction? I said, because it is for everybody. And I says, if it isn't, your head is in the clouds, honey. And so here's what we do. We've got to get that storm brewing in there. So you can pull it back and just write the whole first verse.
Okay.
And just play the first chord of the first verse. Sing it.
Tennessee comes calling.
Tennessee comes calling.
Tennessee comes calling.
The octave down. Tennessee comes calling down here.
Tennessee comes calling.
Now, here's the other magical thing. The audience hears this powerful, gutsy voice. This guy who sounds like an MMA fighter. He just comes out swinging. Kush, 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 kush. When they hear Tennessee comes calling, and they hear that magical tone of yours, that just, we were recording earlier, and Austin and I were in there, and what we first thing we said is like, "What a tone, huh?" Just your resonance is so ridiculous, but the song doesn't tell us that. So when you drop down, they're like, "Ooh, I like that guy. I like that guy." Then you come to the top, and we're like, "Ha." Oh, man. So first time, just a little more swag, a little Elvis Presley, like, yeah, Tennessee comes calling. Just the chord.
Tennessee comes calling.
Next chord.
I can feel it in my bones.
Yes. And even though you want to just say, in my bones, and say, you see the restraint you're having like this? Now you're less like just the average ground and pound and the master who's looking at his opponent saying, let's just see, you seem worthy. I'm just going to walk around you for a minute here.
Gotcha.
Check out the ring. So that's what you're doing. You're just walking around the ring. Again, so just the chords, just block chords, whole notes.
Tennessee comes calling. I can feel it in my bones.
Yeah. Keep going.
And your sweet, sweet melody.
Ah, come on.
Got me feeling all way long.
Keep going.
Tennessee, Tennessee.
Now let's say it like it's going. Tennessee, Tennessee. Go ahead, plead.
Tennessee, Tennessee.
Plead. Tennessee, more pleading, plead.
Tennessee, Tennessee.
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, you really got the best of me. Tennessee, Tennessee. I just wanna be your man.
Now, second verse. Pick it up and hit it hard.
When I'm with you, baby, I just wanna let it go.
That's it. Explosive with restraint.
So when you finally leave me, just your glass of pie really quenches my thirst when I drink from your loving cup. Oh, you really know how to turn that water into wine, baby. But I can't hold you now. Oh, you pour me out. You can't be mine, 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 mine. Can you, baby? Tennessee, Tennessee. Lord knows you got the best of me. Hey, Tennessee, Tennessee. I just wanna be a man.
classic. I was like seeing this before and after transformation. I'm gonna meet with the girls first. You know why? Because they showed the most expression. Dudes will be like, yeah, he's bad. Girls will be like, oh, I saw you turn to look at her. Mm-hmm. And what made you do that?
It's just like the difference. Like, it's like, it's this restrained energy, like you can hear it in your voice. Like when you drop the octave and you know there's like something more. And then when you jumped up, it was just like pulled you in. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was just, I was just listening. I wasn't expecting the tone at first. Yeah. So I was taken aback for sure.
The tone on the low notes is like, it's actually, I think even our musicians will say, the tone on the low notes is actually more like, you know, my good friend David over here is a fantastic producer, and his wife is a fantastic bluegrass singer, incredible. But, you know, you record a lot of singers. You know that's the voice you would be wanting to grab. The other stuff is like, remember I talked about the verses? We kind of get like, we'll get through the verse. Now it's almost like, I love this part probably more than the loud.
Yeah.
The volume. And it's because it is the most nebulous, you know, cloudy, the most nebulous, slippery, undefined part of the voice is that low part. So when somebody like you comes in who is definitively, you know, and I got to stop saying your voice is magical because it's not. His voice is magical.
Right. Yeah. It's gritty.
What your voice is, the better description for it is it rings in my head like a bell that keeps ringing even after you sing. Would you say that? Like there's something about, it's what people listen to you and say, man, there's a tone that you can't, it's indescribable. Your resonance, to have that much resonance, even when you're pulled back. I mean, you could sing anything and people would listen. Your deadliest weapon is your ability to just open your mouth and make. If you give him that first chord again, what key are we in? Just a good old fashioned C. Just go. Just say, mama, 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 mama. Just say, mama, 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 mama.
Mama, 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 mama.
It doesn't matter what you sing. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's ridiculous. There are certain voices that you just go, I don't know what it is. It just stops me. And you have to know that even when I got you on this, and as I say at the risk of offending a lot of friends of mine who sing country, but I've told you this before, and I said I'd say this publicly, you are my favorite male country singer right now. And I've worked with some that have gotten Grammys. And you're my favorite, because your tone. Now, look, Ronnie Dunn is, I think, the most underrated singer, and I'm not saying you're the best country singer. I'm saying you're my favorite. And I would rather be somebody's favorite singer. When people say, Brett, your record is my favorite record right now. Somebody told me that recently. I said, come on. He says, no. And my kids listen to it, and they ask, Daddy, put in Love Justice. And I'm like, really? Yeah. I love that. I know I'm not the best singer, but I want to be somebody's favorite singer. And for me to say that to you, is I'm not trying to brag about my position, but I hold a little bit of clout. I'm not the greatest guy, but I'm staying in that conversation of amongst my peers. I'm trying to say that if you can restore this magical place inside of you, where just even saying, go ahead and hit that C again. Mama, 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 mama. Go ahead.
Mama, 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 mama.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
It just doesn't matter what you sing. Oh, baby, baby, baby.
Oh, baby, baby.
It's insane. And so your biggest stylistic challenge will be able to do what he's been doing for years, capturing and captivating people with subtlety.